Blog Talk Radio.
It's a Saturday-Sunday holiday weekend of auto racing from Track Enterprises and the DeCoin State Fair. Saturday night, September 3rd, the Magic Mile hosts the exciting USAC Silver Crown Cars and the Ted Horn 100, presented by Casey's General Stores. The grandstands and ticket office open at 4. Practice begins at 5, and racing begins at 7, with modified heat followed by the Silver Crown feature. Then on Sunday night, the ARCA Racing Series at its finest, with grandstands opening at 1, practice at 2:30, modified feature at 6:30, and the ARCA General Tire Grabber 100, presented by Federated Car Care at 8 p.m. It's a Saturday-Sunday weekend of great racing at the DeCoin State Fairground. For advanced tickets, visit the DeCoin State Fair Ticket Office or call 618-542-1535. And for more info, check out TrackEnterprises.com. The quick and nimble cars of USAC on Saturday night. The stars and cars of ARCA, featuring Ken Schrader, AJ Fike, and many more on Sunday night. DeCoin State Fair Racing. Be there!
All right, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to Rowdy Mag Light Racing. We're going to bring my co-host in here, Mark. And we're going to talk a little bit about DeCoin. We got tonight our special guest going to be is the winner of the DeCoin State Fair General Tire Gerber 100, Tom Hesser. How we doing tonight there, Mark?
I'm doing fine, Rowdy. I'm glad to see we both made it back from DeCoin in one piece and were able to do the show this evening.
Exactly. Well, we had to stop on the way and kind of wash our vehicles off from all the dust from the dirt track.
Yes, we did. It was a pretty dusty day after we got out of there, but well worth it. It was a great day. It was fun. It was great to be with you, Rowdy, and we haven't been able to see each other for a while, so that really added to the excitement of the day.
Well, you know, Mark, it was good to be back with you. And, of course, I don't know if you paid much attention there to opening. You are our co-host. You've really been our co-host the whole time, but I wanted to look you dead in the eyes and make sure you wanted to take it, boy. I announced it. But, Mark, I really appreciate it. We sat around and planned, and I had to play the coin advertisement one more time because it was absolutely a wonderful weekend.
It was, and everybody there seemed to enjoy themselves. We were very lucky. We met a few of the fans yesterday and talked and spoke with them and mixed with them a little bit, and we had a really good time. From the time we got there, the time we left, I'm feeling it now, but it was worth every minute of it, Rowdy.
Mark, all we did was take a little, maybe about 40-minute lunch break to an hour, and we was right back at it again, and we still didn't get to see everybody we needed to see.
No, that's true. Best plans are always made, and they don't always come to fruition. Regardless of who we saw and what we saw yesterday, it was just a really good day. And you always have those little disappointments, but there were people that we wanted to see and talk with that we just didn't get a chance to. But that happens.
Well, I actually drug up out of there at 11:30 last night. Mark, I think we talked about it a little bit earlier. And a lot of folks was kind of disappointed I didn't see them earlier. But, you know, they're busy. We were busy, but we finally made it around to most of them. But, like I said, the weather was absolutely perfect, and it was great to be there with you, Mark.
Well, right back at you, Rowdy. I don't know how I haven't enjoyed being at the races so much in quite a while. So, yeah, it was just good to be with you. Good to see you eye to eye. We talk every week, not even just on the show. So, yeah, it was that face-to-face is always more fun.
It was. You know, I want to give a shout-out to General Tire. I'll tell you what, you go and look what they've added to the series this year, Mark. They have, with the display, they had two big displays with the petty cars, two of the petty cars there. You registered, give a little survey. They give you a hat and a lanyard, and they had a big crowd there.
They did. That atmosphere of being in a state fair, there's just nothing like it. The smells in the air, the people, the buzz in the air with them talking, and Everybody just was having a good time, be it at the race or not, but those at the race had a really good time.
And there again, Mark, you know, to start off, we talked about it earlier. I want to give a shout-out to Track Enterprises. They did an absolutely wonderful job. You know, it's not easy to stage an event like these that they put on. And for what we've seen, it was flawless. And, you know, walked by Bob Sargent all day, didn't realize it was Bob. It was good to actually meet Bob and Adam Mackey. They did a great job, and I appreciate the help that that they give us, Mark. And we're looking forward to being part of Track Enterprises in the future.
Well, Rowdy, it was great to be able to meet them, and it would have been nice to have more time, but they were busy people. You are putting on the event, so... but they gave us a little bit of time, and I think they'll remember us. And I've been to quite a few of their tracks and events, and they've always been first-class operations. Great people to work with. They took care of us really nicely, and, yes, we need to just give a big thank and shout-out to both them and General Tire. They took care of us yesterday.
They definitely did. You got John Robertson that's over marketing there for General Tire. And I tell you what, the banners, down to the giving away the free hats in the midway there, it was absolutely a wonderful weekend for them too. That was a big success for them. General Tire has really come on to push ARCA a little farther down the road, and it's looking good for them also.
Yeah, it is, and they do a nice job of promoting themselves, but also promoting the series. And the combination of the two is just a nice marriage for both ARCA and General Tire. They work well together, and we're starting to see the end results of it.
Well, you know, as I had a six and a half hour drive home, and all the way back, I'm trying to scheme how I could take the family to the state fair next year, because I tell you, Mark, that midway down through there, it was endless. If you wanted it fried, dyed, and turned to the left side, you had a range of everything on earth.
That's why you go to the state fairs. That's when you go there to have fun and eat bad.
Well, it was a place to eat bad. They had so much food down that midway. It was crazy. I mean, and then the lights and the neon lights of the rides and all, it just added a special. It was a special night at DeCoin, Illinois for me. I want to tell you, on the dirt with the guys racing, which was actually the first dirt race for DeCoin and ARCA together.
In the evenings, they've run DeCoin before, but that was their first night race. And you know what? It was fun under the lights. There's just a little more glitter and glamour, I think, when you run them under the lights, Rowdy. And the crowd seemed to really enjoy it. They were hyped up last night. I've never seen such an enthusiastic crowd as they had there.
You're right, Mark. And, you know, when they come out, as they let people come onto the track to be part of the victory celebration down in Victory Lane, several people as they passed, I asked them, did they have a great time? And one gentleman stopped and said, hey, this is the first race that I've been to at night, and I absolutely loved it. And he went back. He said he'd been going there since he was a little boy, and he was probably in his 60s. And he said it was a great experience to have it at nighttime.
Well, it was. Neon lights and the buzz in the crowd and the roar of the engines and the smells of the air. It was just kind of a magic day and evening last night and yesterday, and very, very enjoyable. Yes, I'm wanting to go back also, Rowdy. I think that's almost a must-do now from now on. And even if my ride's a little less than yours, it was worth it.
Well, my ride was absolutely worth it. I'm planning for next year. I mean, it was absolutely worth it. Mark, we're fortunate enough again tonight. We've rolling down on 16. We just finished 16 races out of 20. We're getting down close to the end. You know, before we know it, we've got Salem left, which is next week. Then we got Chicago, which is in your backyard, and then we. roll on down to Kentucky, which is kind of in my backyard, a little closer drive, and then we finish it up, which is at Kentucky, which is a long drive for both of us. So, you know, kind of not Kentucky, but Kansas. Kansas is going to be a tough ride for me. So,
Kansas is going to be an iffy one for me, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be at all the other races, and I'll have Josie with me, and I'll have the camper. So, folks, if you see a white VW camper with its roof popped up and a bunch of stickers on the rear window, come on over and say hello.
Well, you know, Mark, that little bug, she attracted a lot of attention and actually gave us a pretty good idea of what we wanted and how we wanted to go for our next, for 2017, which is looking bright. But I've got Tom on the line right now, and I want to bring him on.
All righty.
Mark, I've got a lot of people want to talk, and Tom's on the line too, so I'm going to bring him in next.
All you right, got folks, it, Rowdy.
We're lucky enough tonight to have the winner of the DeCoin Illinois General Tire Gerber 100, the driver for Venerini Motorsports, number 25, Toyota, Tom Hesser. Congratulations, Tom.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. It was a heck of a night and an awesome win. Thanks for having me on the show tonight.
Well, Tom, this is your second chance and appearance here on our show, and I'm glad that you give us another time. And congratulations again on a great victory. An awesome night of racing in the dirt. How would you sum up your evening there?
Well, I mean, honestly, you know, we started the day off. We had a really good race car in practice and decent qualifying run, but we started fifth and had a great race car, but we kept having overheating problems, which was kind of common. Last night a lot of people were fighting the same thing for whatever reason, but luckily we were able to nurse the thing through a couple cautions and get the car cooled down, get some get the grill cleaned off a few times, make some changes to the front end, and got the thing cooled off eventually. And once we did, we actually got some track position late and able to make a couple good passes and get the lead late and hang on for the win.
Tom, when you come in and they clean that grill off and you went back out, could you see your temperature going down just by cleaning the grill? Because I know the cars were covered with dirt.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, see an immediate difference. So that was really important because, I mean, all of them were getting really, really hot, and I think you see a bunch of them blow up and just couldn't take the heat. But fortunately, we were able to kind of nurse the thing for a while, like I said, and keep it cool down. And then when we got that caution, we cleaned the grill off. We had the outerwear screen over the grill. We removed that, got some more air flowing to it, and we're in good shape.
Well, it was down with last five laps going, looking in your rearview mirror. It was pretty scary back there, wasn't it, with all the guys that was pushing up front for you. And the local guys really had a great run on that track.
Yeah, they sure did. I mean, you know, behind me there, Kovsky and Unsinger were, you know, local guys that are awesome dirt racers and are always tough when we go to these places. And then, of course, you know, Schrader and Briscoe were back there giving me a hard time as well. So, no, I mean, there was plenty of competition, that's for sure. But fortunately, we got done in the end.
I'm telling you, it was an awesome night. Mark, I'm going to bring you in and let you talk to Tom there just a minute.
Hey, Tom, how are you this evening? Congratulations. And it was a well-fought, well-deserved win last night for you.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it very much.
I think I might have a little touch with being at races where you've won, because last time I saw you win was maybe Salem in 2013. Was that your first win?
No, I won a couple before that, but I remember that one. That was the spring race at Salem in 13, I believe.
That was kind of a surprise victory for you on that one. It was Survivor of the Fittest, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you know, I think we only led one lap that day, but it was, as they say, it was the right one.
Yeah, well, you lose some that way and you win some that way, so it all evens out in the end, I believe.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
But what was the biggest cause for everybody having the overheating? And I mean, it seemed even worse than at Springfield the week before.
Yeah, it certainly was. You know, I think the difference in Springfield to DeCoin was DeCoin had a little bit more moisture in the track, so it was really kind of caking on to the grills a little bit more than it did at Springfield, where Springfield was pretty dry and it was just a powdery dust. But there's something, you know, with these new composite bodies. I mean, first of all, the composite bodies are awesome, and they have tons of grip, and they look awesome, and they're, you know, team-friendly. But for whatever reason, on these dirt tracks, the way the air flows over the noses, it certainly doesn't lend itself to, you know, being very good at these dirt races.
Almost.
So before we go back there next year, we're going to have to do a better job of figuring out how to cool these things down better.
Yeah, I was surprised at the cake up in the back of the car, especially on the rear spoiler. There was maybe a quarter to a half inch of dirt on the back of it at the end of the races on all the cars. I can just imagine why it was caking up on the front end so much, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was, I mean, the racetrack was, you know, though, you know, I mean, obviously we had that problem, but for the most part, the racetrack was in really good shape. You know, there was a little bit of a hole getting into turn one and turn three, but overall, the track was in great shape, and Bob Sargent and everyone at Track Enterprises brought an awesome racetrack for us to put on a decent show.
Oh, they sure did, especially for a facility that really was not ever built or meant to be used for auto racing. It was for horse racing.
Yep, no doubt about it.
It's a unique facility, and that's what makes it so fun to go to, and I think and race and watch the races there.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, it's got the old fairgrounds feel to it, and it's a pretty amazing place, that's for sure.
It is. Well, when you're pitting in the grass next to a lake and you're watching people fish while you're in between practice sessions, it was a unique situation yesterday.
No doubt about it.
Well, congratulations, Tom. I hope to see you win very a lot more, and I will see you down at Salem. I'll check in with you.
That sounds great. Thanks, Mark. Nice talking to you again.
Nice talking with you also.
Tom, I've got about three callers, but I'd like to take one more here. This is Don. Don, go ahead. Your question for Tom.
Tom, congratulations on your win last night.
Well, thanks, Don. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. And when is the last time the 25 Venturini car has was in victory lane? Do you remember?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, but he's got five cars, you know, so it's...
Well, let's see. Last year, Frank and Brandon, they drove... Brandon Jones and Frank Kimmel drove the 25 car. I don't think they won one. And then it must have been the year before. I guess 2014, I'd imagine the 25 car made its way to victory lane somewhere.
Okay. All right. Hey, and another question I got for you. Salem, why is it... you know, why is it y'all tend to run the bottom groove in one and two and the high groove in three and four? Is that just the way the track's laid out?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it's just the shape of the racetrack, really. You know, for whatever reason, the top in one and two really never comes in. I've been there a couple times when you can roll the top and still be pretty good shape. But more often than not, you just kind of run the middle to the bottom of one and two. But three and four, like you said, I mean, it's right on the wall, and that's the most banked part of the racetrack, and that's why you make the most speed up there.
Oh, so I didn't realize it was progressive banking up there.
I don't know if it was intended to be like that, but that's how it ended up.
Okay, all right. And I got one other question for you. Do us a favor. I help Wayne Peterson. You know him, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Talk him into letting you get in one of his cars and see if it's the car or the driver's problem.
All right, I'll work on that this week, all right?
Yeah, take care of that for us, because we got a serious problem.
No problem.
I just had to get that in there. You know, I've been helping Wayne for about 10 years.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know,
awesome.
You know, I've been around the racetrack for 10 years, you know.
Yeah, Wayne's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. I made Nashville and I made Talladega this year, but that's the only two I made. But I'm going to try to make Kentucky if everything works out.
Awesome.
But if I do, I definitely will hook you up.
That would be great.
All right, then. Well,
thank you, Don.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right, Tom. The best thing, I guess, Tom, you had your dad with you when in Victory Lane. That was pretty awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my dad's been a big supporter of my my racing career, and you know, we still go to all the races, just about all the races together, and have an awesome time spending the weekends together. And you know, it's wouldn't be the same if he wasn't there when we won. That's for sure.
Well, I don't recall a time that I've been to the track that your dad hadn't been right there with you. So that's an awesome. I know it's great for him to be there, but to be in Victory Lane with him has got to be another different feeling for him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he had a lot of success racing when he was doing it years ago. But you know, he doesn't like to try to get in Victory Lane too much, but. He was pretty pumped last night. The dirt race was pretty neat and pretty special night. And like I said earlier, it wouldn't be the same if he wasn't there.
Well, the track was, to me, was perfect. I mean, there was no dust. It just seemed like everything was perfect. But, Tom, I know you're limited on time. Would you like to give a shout-out to your sponsors and how they can reach you and stay and follow you on social media?
Of course, of course. Well, you know, my Twitter is at Tom Hessert. My website's tomhessert.com. And, you know, last night we had Detour sunglasses on the car. It was the first time they were on the car, you know, on the hood and on the quarter panels, which was pretty cool. So we got to give them a trip to Victory Lane. And Toyota Racing is a big supporter of our team and all of Venturini Motorsports. Got to say thanks to them for all their help. And that's really it. You know, we're going forward. Got Salem coming up this week. Going to be a great show. It's the 100th anniversary, or it's the 100th ARCA race at Salem. So we'll try to park that 25 car in Victory Lane again there.
And another big kiss from Big Bill.
Yeah, man, the kiss was tough. I don't know if I'm over that yet, but I don't know. I guess it's part of the deal.
Well,
if you want to run Venturini, Tom, and you want
to win. Yeah, I mean, I guess I knew it going in, but, you know, Bill's pretty hard to sneak away from there, and it definitely seemed like he wanted a kiss, so.
Oh, so be
Tom,
it.
I appreciate it, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the evening with your family, sir, and thanks for being part of Rowdy Maglite Racing. Looking forward to seeing you again, Tom.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. Have a great night. Enjoy the rest of your Labor Day.
You too, sir.
Bye. Time, you too.
Boy, I want to tell you. I saw Big Bill run over there quick to get that kiss from Tom, too. He didn't hesitate at all. Actually, I think that was the first thing that happened when Tom actually put his feet down on the dirt and Big Bill grabbed him.
Well,
but that's part of the tradition.
It was going to be a 1-2 Venturini finish there until the yellow flag came out on the last lap, and that kind of just jumbled everything up, and it was quite the bonsai finish there after that.
I tell you, folks, if you go to the track, look up Tom Hester. He's a class act. I mean, they put on a good show. He's at the race every weekend, and it's a great thing to see him and his dad as close as they are, and to be part of that last night in Victory Lane was special.
He's just a gentleman, Rowdy, and just a really nice guy, and he always acknowledges me when I'm in the racetrack, and you also. So, yeah, he remembers you. He takes the time to say hello and spend some time with you, and he's just really a nice guy.
Well, I believe this is Todd here. I didn't get to get him on with Tom. Is that you there, Todd?
Yes, sir, it is.
How are we doing tonight, Todd?
Doing great. Just getting cleaned up at the shooting range.
Well, I'm on. Mark and I had a wonderful time yesterday at DeCoin. It's a must-see track.
Yeah, I'm hearing this. I'm glad you guys had a good time. Got to see a lot of pictures. So, you know, I'm getting more and more excited for next year because things will be a little more in order and be able to do a little more.
Well, that was one thing. Yeah, that was one of the things that Mark and I talked about, was kind of what our future for next year was, what little bit of time we got to sit and be and stop and eat. But, you know, Todd, we've got some great things we're kind of scheming up and looking forward to for 2017, like the rest of the race teams.
Well, you know, being able to sit home and actually see all the racing from this weekend, you know, it's not the same as being at the track, but when you can't be at the track, there's no other better place than be able to see it on TV and see how much fun it is.
Well, actually, that race was a tape delay, and it's supposed to air, I think he said, September the 24th. But everybody needs to remember that it is live on the Internet. So if you've got the Internet connection, you can go to it, and it's free. It aired on the Internet last night.
Well, you know, I haven't had the opportunity yet to kind of do it on my phone yet. But one of these races, I'm going to have to.
Well, Todd, did you get races this weekend with your nephews?
Yes, we did.
With the Holland Speedway?
Yes.
How'd that go?
Go ahead and let her rip, guys. I'm on the other side of the truck.
Okay.
That's the power of AR.
Okay.
You know, boys and their toys.
Oh, yeah, we know that, don't we, Rowdy?
We do.
But, yeah,
We hustled. Go ahead, Todd.
I'm looking forward for next year because the boys, anytime that they see a picture of a race car on my phone, they're wanting to see it. If I play videos, they want to sit there and watch it. So next year is going to be a really exciting year for us.
Well, let me give you a heads up on DeCoin. If you go to DeCoin and you do the infill, take your tackle box and your fishing rod.
I
mean, there was drivers fishing and crew members fishing.
Mark, I think about you quite a bit up here near Buffalo about with your VW camper.
Oh, okay.
There's a few of them up here, whether they're just the VW wagon or little buses or I've seen one with a camper, and every time I see one I think of you.
Well, thanks, Todd. That's a great compliment, and Rowdy kind of found out the power of the VW camper yesterday at the coin. As we sat and ate lunch, we were constantly being interrupted by people saying, "Wow, that's great," and then we ended up chatting with them also. So we had a fun day with it, and I think this is my seventh or eighth camper that I've owned, and I guess I'm hooked.
Well, it was an eye catcher, I won't tell you. There's a lot of folks, several folks stopped, and every time we would walk up back up to grab something, a drink or something, you could see people walking by talking about it.
It's kind of fun. That's half the fun of having it, besides the being able to travel and having a little bit of home with you there. And I enjoy it, and my wife Ann enjoys it, and we hope to have it around for quite a while.
Well, fellas, we're moving on up to Salem to celebrate the 100th ARCA race at Salem. That should be some kind of race. And what race weekend this weekend, which is, it's a Saturday night race, too, isn't it?
I'm there, Rowdy, and I know you, if with all reason and possibility, you're hoping to be there also, but I'll be there. I'll cover everything for us, and I hope to see you there.
Well, with Kentucky looming in the background, it's going to be kind of tough. But if I still hadn't ruled it out. It's not a ruled out situation. But I tell you, that wind chill time, that's tough. That's like doing a 500 lapper.
It is. It is, especially the drive back. But last night wasn't too bad. I got back about 2:45, so I was able to get some decent sleep last night. And I know you grabbed a couple hours in the car before you got home, so
yeah.
I'm just glad we got home safely and we had such a good time and enjoyed ourselves yesterday.
Well, it was a special weekend, and I've been kind of absent from the track for a little while, which that was a good feeling. Plus, you know, when you're headed that way, there's a lot of windshield time. You get to think and scheme and plot your next plan. So last night it was a little tough trying to get home, but
too.
I did make. That's right. Well, guys, the way we finished up at DeCoin, we had Tom Hesser first, place winner. Then we went with Kelly Kowski, which number 16, he was pretty tough all night, wasn't he, Mark?
He was.
The local guys really put on a good show.
The local guys put on a really, really good show yesterday. And if the Yellows hadn't have fallen the way they've fallen, one of them possibly could have won yesterday. They ran that strong.
Well, and Kenny Schrader finished third. Chase Briscoe finished fourth. And then Ryan Zucker in the 24, that was a hot car last night. That car, honestly, when Grant went out with rear end problems, because we could smell a strong odor of the rear end dope burning.
Rear end grease when we were in the infield.
Yep. It was a real strong smell. So, you know, the heating problem, even the guys, when they were and ladies, when they got out of the car, they were soaking wet.
Oh, yeah. It was a warm day yesterday, and it wasn't what you call chilly evening. It was warm less, but comfortable. But inside those race cars, it gets warm.
Well, the way we stand on our points now, we really didn't have a whole lot of changes in it. We still got Chase Briscoe at first place, and then Josh Williams is in second. Tom Hesser is sitting at third, and Matt Kowski's fourth. And how about that Alabama connection? Thomas Prater sitting in fifth.
Oh, the old Prater boys, they just keep plugging away and plugging away, and I expect good things from them after they get their off season and get a few things changed, and I think the Praters will be somebody to answer to next year.
Well, on my way up Saturday, I got into Paducah, Kentucky, and was coming out, and I seen the Praters trailer pulled over off the shoulder road, so I pull off to see if I could help him, and I get around the front, and there's Josh Williams with two blowed out tires. And in front of him was one of the guys from Elmore Motors to help. So, you know, it's like a brotherhood. If you see somebody broke down, everybody pulled. At that point, there was five vehicles pulled off the road to help. And actually, Thomas let him borrow a tire to, because Josh didn't have but one spare. He didn't have two tires. When he blew out, he blew both of them out. And there was Thomas with an extra tire to let him get. Limp it out to the house or to the track.
Correct. Well, we've said it before, Rowdy. There's a camaraderie and a family atmosphere, and you cover each other's backs attitude with the racers, and that was a perfect example of it.
Well, you're exactly right, Mark. It's a funny thing. Josh looked at me and goes, he looked at me like I was just out riding the interstate or lived next door. And when he got the tire changed, he said, "Well, what are you doing up here?" I said, "I'm going to the race, Josh." He said, "Well, good."
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, I, I it, they had a tough night last night. They were one of the ones victims of the overheating, and they overheated bad more than once. So, but they finished the race, and they plugged it along. And Josh wasn't able to drive last night. They had Michael Ira in the car, but the team did a nice job.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Well, Mark, what's your plans for the week? You're headed to Salem, right? That's pretty much a done deal.
That's a given. I don't have much else going on, really. I probably have my choice of races to go to on Saturday night, but I'm heading down to Salem. Salem's a special track. It's probably my favorite of the half miles. Winchester and Salem are pretty close together, and I just have to give the nod to Salem. Once you've seen them run 6 inches off turns 3 and 4 wall as they go through there, it gets your heart pumping and your adrenaline flowing, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been too long. I haven't been there for 3 years, so it's time I get back down there.
Well, I want to congratulate Don. Don is the winner of the General Tire Hat for the night, and Don,
all right.
If you'll send me your address, we'll send that. We'll get it out next week. And, you know, if you're at the ARCA race and General Tire's around, go fill out the survey, and they'll give you a hat. I believe there's lanyards that come with them. They had 6 lovely ladies to help you. And they had the Petty display, 2 of the cars, the old throwback car and a brand-new Barracuda sitting out there, or Charger. It was a Charger, I believe, that he said that Petty actually brings in and Mark turns them into 1,000 horse motors, soups them up, charges them up for a high-performance car.
Well, Rowdy, the times we were out having something to eat or drink out in the parking lot, they fired that thing up, what, every half hour on the half hour, and you definitely knew you were listening to some kind of powerful engine.
Oh, and that throwback car looked like it had just rolled out. It actually looked like it was a throwback to the day. A rebuilt model, exactly
it
like
very,
the original.
It was very sharp, eye-catching, and quite the whole display was really neat. And just imagine what we may have at Salem next week with the 100th race there, and everybody's planning some big things. So I'm looking forward to some interesting displays next weekend.
I am too. Don texted and said he hoped that was fast shipping on the hat.
We'll get into them as quick as you can, Rowdy. I know you
will.
Well,
I've got it on the table, ready to go. I just need his address. Well,
I do have some interesting news, Rowdy.
There you go. Go ahead.
Well, the ARCA Midwest Tour, one of ARCA's super late model series, ran an event at Wisconsin Dells at Dells Raceway Park Saturday night, and a 15-year-old driver won his very first event there. This gentleman, his name is Derek Krause, and he has a signed development agreement with Chip Ganassi Racing at 15 years old.
Man.
We'll be seeing him
a lot in
him. Get to the big tracks.
Well, you know, it's a great place to start, Mark. I mean, it's a great place to start and move on. And there's been a lot of folks that have started at ARCA and moved on up. And, you know, ARCA's a 64-year-old company founded by 64 years ago by Ron Drucker's grandparents. And Ron's still in charge, and I think he's done a great job in leading ARCA in the right direction this year. It looks like the future's bright for ARCA.
Oh, very much so, Rowdy. And we've discussed it over the many times on the show over the past few months about the equipment, the types of equipment they're able to run, the tires, the whole ARCA situation is. It just looks a little brighter than a lot of other racing series, and it's really nice to see in this economic times.
Yeah, well, you know, gas is down and it's people still struggling to make it to the race. But, you know, they had a decent crowd last night. I would say the weather was perfect for it. And then the atmosphere of the state fair, pretty nice. It was absolutely wonderful. And I actually got to meet the mayor of DuCoin, Guy Alone. He was a really, really nice guy. And, you know, got to spend some time with folks that work there. And, you know, they pump a lot of money into that community each year. And everybody around there lived close, and 2 weeks of extra work for everybody.
Oh, I'm sure, like many areas, any extra helps. And the place was packed. The fair was packed. The grandstands, for the most part, especially the center stands, were pretty full. The side stands, there were a few empty seats, but they had a really good crowd, and a very boisterous crowd.
Well, it actually seats 16,000 is capacity, which they had some really, really nice grandstands. Yeah, Adam and I got to spend a few minutes together, and that was one of the questions I asked him, what the seating capacity was. And what a grand old lady she was. I mean, you know, you walked into that main entrance. I've never been to a track like it. And there again, it used to be, or do they still use it? Because you could still see the stables out to the side. Is it still used for horse racing? That was one question I wanted to ask.
It is still used for horse racing, Rowdy, and they run all those events earlier in the week, and that's why they hold off the auto races to the end of the week and the run of the fair, so that the track's usable for both series.
Well, Mark, you know, we got our job cut out for us for next year, my friend, to beat the lineup we've had this year. When we're still not through, we got four more races to go. And I'm going to say it again, and it's, to me, it's pretty impressive. When you have 16 races and you have 13 of the winners on the following night, on your Monday night on your show, that's a lot to talk about.
Well, Rowdy, you've done a really great job of getting these people on the show, and you deserve all the credit for that. We've had some really, really wonderful guests, and some guests that we've had on the show I'd love to have back and be able to spend more time with them. So maybe during the off season we'll be able to do that.
Well, you know, if anybody's listening, you know somebody likes auto racing. That's another little problem that we're having is getting out. But I think you and I have kind of discussed a way we can kind of cure that. And actually, the little girl Kepper that you got there, she helped a lot that would bring people over to talk, and we start talking racing, and then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, wait, if you enjoy talking here, join us on Monday nights. It's at 7 Eastern time.
And I hope they do. We did get some discussions on things we want to do for next year and try out, and I think everybody will notice them. We have nothing concrete at the moment, but when there is time and there is an announcement, we'll definitely let everybody know what we're going to do next year.
Well, we know kind of where to start, how we're going to move, Mark. That's the most important part. And I just appreciate everybody that's helped us get here. And there again, Speedway Digest for giving us the opportunity. And
the best part about it, Rowdy, is there's going to be a next year. So that gives you a
exactly
good feeling,
right.
And makes you, the enthusiasm for me is there, and I'm ready to take it to another level.
Well, Mark, I'm going to kind of call it a little, we're going to end a few minutes early, but, you know, if you got something else, we'll carry on.
You know what, Rowdy? I think we've pretty much covered it. We could probably go another hour and talk about how much fun we had at the coin yesterday and everything we saw. And we've left a lot out in our short time tonight. But, I think we've covered it. I think we've hit the high spots. I hope everybody enjoyed listening to this tonight. And get yourself to the coin if you get a chance. It's really a fun, fun event.
Well, and, you know, Mark, if they hadn't been to an ARCA race Like I said, we still got Salem next weekend. The following week is in Chicago. They skip a week, I believe, and then the 24th, the third weekend, they go to Kentucky. And then in October the 14th, they hit Kansas. So you go from one end to the other end. So it's going to be a great time to catch an ARCA race this year. With, I think we've had, what, now we've had 10 different winners out of 16 races. That's pretty impressive.
It is. It is. And so that really gives you a chance when you go to a race, you're not sure who's going to win. So, and there's multiple chances of winners. So the competition's been very good. The racing's been very good. And if you get a chance to, yes, get out to the track, be it Salem, be it Chicago or Kansas or Kentucky. But that last short track race at Salem, that's going to be a special one. That next week would be a really special race for anybody to get to.
I'm going to tell you, Mark, I don't see how you could have stacked the field up last night on that last lap and got any more exciting. That was some more race because you didn't know who was going to come out as winner of that race.
Well, Rowdy, our vantage point last night in watching the race was pretty nice. We were pretty much by the start-finish line. And when they threw that green flag the last time, I can't remember seeing so many guys doing bonsai moves, and we didn't know if they were in a wreck or not. And unfortunately, they all came out in one piece, and the race was over. But I swear they were in a wreck there, watching them go. They were four or five wide there at the moment.
And, you know, really, Mark, the cars, after I strolled through there last night, they wasn't a whole lot of damaged cars. I mean, pretty much everybody went home with a solid piece of car.
I think only one car got really sustained any damage, body damage yesterday, and that was during qualifying, and he was still able to start the race. So, yeah, everybody came home in one piece, at least body-wise. There were some mechanical issues last night, but I don't think anything really major or serious.
Well, you know, that overheating problem. The pits was actually the action-packed that. They were in and out of the pits all night. Most I've seen them, you know, DeCoin was quite a bit of an issue, but I guess it just gives them a different aspect to fight their way back to a victory.
It was, and we had a great view of pit row and all the action that was going on. And I know you got some great pictures, so I'm looking forward to seeing them on Facebook.
Yep, me too, Mark. I'm waiting until after the show tonight to post some of them because I like to keep up our list of who we're having on the show. And then, you know, usually that's Mondays is kind of a lull day for me to do post, and I post about our guests for the night, and then I kind of hang off till after it's over to start posting back again. But, you know, it's something I hadn't been able to tell folks. If you're listening, all you got to do is it's Rowdy Maglite on Facebook. Twitter is Rowdy Maglite 1. You know, jump on there on Twitter. We're live at the track. And always looking forward to people asking questions. If you got something you want to see, all you got to do is text over. And, Mark, you're fixing to join the 21st century with an updated phone and get away from that old flipper.
Yeah, you had to bring that up, didn't you, Rowdy? You're making me sound older than I am. Yeah,
well,
I'm in a modern world, my friend, and in the next few weeks we'll have that in hand, and that'll enhance my abilities to give even more information out. And anybody listening, if you want to contact me, I'm at amracers@msn.com, and that's my email address. So more than happy to hear from you.
Well, my email is rowdymaglite@yahoo.com or Gmail. So I'm pretty easy. All you got to do is Google. And then, I do have the rowdymaglite.com page. So I'm an easy guy to get a hold of. And a lot of great pictures. If you like to look at race cars and what goes on at the track, I've got all kinds of different angles. And you know, it's just part of being able to push ARCA a little farther down the road to share the pictures and the stories, Mark, and I'm glad that you're a part of it and all our listeners. So, Mark, I appreciate you coming on tonight and being my host.
You're welcome, Rowdy. Thank you. It's always great being with you, and thank you for the great time yesterday. And we're going to get together again, and we're going to work on more things for next year. And I'm looking forward to it. And I think people are going to be a little surprised at what comes about next year.
I think so too, Mark. You know, it's looking bright, my friend. The light is shining bright for us. So we're just going to keep on doing what we're doing and go from there. We got to be doing something right.
Well, we're not doing too much wrong, evidently. So, yeah, there's something going right in the right direction. And let's just keep it pointed that way, and we'll just keep trying to improve and making it better and better.
Thanks, Mark. Till Monday night, my friend. We'll talk during the week.
You've got that, Rowdy. I'll give you a shot in a day or so. And good night, everybody,
right.
And thank you.
All right, folks.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The chase for the NASCAR Spring Cup returns October 21st through 23rd. Call 1-877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
Good night, folks. Till next Monday night, I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here, folks.
Red, Nick.
Don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Seifert threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where their boots stomp all night. What?
Right.
Yeah, what they call work of digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down. To get paid to get your girl and your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here drinking that ice-cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwards of shit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, shoot a back, shoot a back, spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not a Kentucky, but these girls round here, yep, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawl and just can't help it because they just keep falling for the fall. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Back with the gym, don't take no lip. Shoot her back and shoot her back and shoot her back and hit back. Hey.
back and spin.
I'm all in. Stop here, brother.